G'day, welcome there to Come All Ye. Bruce Cameron's my name, and I'll take you through a program of folk music. Today we have a featured album from a Scottish singer and Gaelic language advocate. Joy Dunlop is her name, and we'll hear a few tracks from her as the program progresses. It's a nice new album. Hope you enjoy it. But we'll kick off with a tune called Christina's Dream from Emile Benoit, who was one of the doyens of French-Canadian fiddle music. With Christina's Dream, he puts a little tune called Tootsie Wootsie. It's an old style of fiddle playing, and I don't know that many people perform this way now, but Emile Benoit certainly did.
Say it when you're ready.
Clock was striking two. I come in this morning and the clock was striking two. The first thing I saw was another man's hat and shoes. Started right back to town. I turned around and I started right back to town. She asked me, where's I going? I told her I was Reno bound. I was. Thank you. never coming back. I'm leaving you, honey, and I'm never coming back. I'm headed to Reno if I have to walk the tracks. To the railroad, singing this lonesome song. I'm going down to the railroad just to sing this lonesome song. Oh, them roads, them are rocky, but they won't be rocky long. If my feet get tired and I can't even wear my shoes, if my feet get tired and I can't even wear my shoes, I'm gonna lay my head on that railroad and die with the Reno blues.
Reno blues from... good album. I like it anyway. I play it a bit in the car. It's good driving music. Aaron Marshall playing fiddle and Carl Jones, her partner, playing on that occasion mandolin. I think it was... wait a minute. Or was she playing the mandolin? They're terribly clever, whatever arrangement they have. Reno Blues from Aaron Marshall, who is a very good fiddle player, and Carl Jones, multi-instrumentalist. The Tobacco Tags recorded Reno Blues in 1932. This album by Aaron Marshall and Carl Jones features quite a bit of old-style early American country music, which is sort of old-timey stuff. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE, 92.3 in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, on your FM dial, and anywhere you like on the World Wide Web, streaming via 2MCE.org. Listen on demand from that same address, or via a couple of clicks from this program's website, comeallye.com. Pretty easy to find. The Three City Four next. Three City Four were very good English folk singers, mostly, but good guitarists one or two occasions, particularly with Martin Carthy in the band. In the 1960s, they used their... the early days of the folk revival to sing thought-provoking songs, sort of not quite protest, but questioning the status quo anyway. They'd sing songs by Ewan McColl and Ian Campbell. In the group was Leon Rosselson, and he wrote a lot of good songs. We might hear him warbling away on one of these tracks, not the first one, I suspect. First one's called Liverpool Lullaby. And I'll continue it with a song that Charles Causley and Leon Rosselson combined to write, a song called Timothy Winters.
Oh, you're a mucky kid, dirty as a dustbin lid. When he hears the things you did, you'll get a belt from your dad. Oh, you have your father's nose, so crimson in the dark it glows. And if you're not asleep when the boozers close, you'll get a belt from your dad. You look so scruffy lying there, strawberry jam tats in your hair. Though in the world you haven't a care, and I have got so many. It's quite a struggle every day, living off your father's pay. The bugger drinks it all away and leaves me without honey. Although we have no silver spoon, better days are coming soon. Now Nellie's working at the loon, and she gets paid on Friday. Perhaps one day we'll make a splash, when little would supply the cash. We'll get a house in Naughty Ash, and buy your dad a brewery. Oh, you're a mucky kid, dirty as a dustbin lid. When he hears the things you did, you'll get a belt from your dad. Oh, you have your father's face, you're growing up a real hard case, but there's no one can take your place. Go fast asleep for mummy.
Timothy Winters comes to school. His eyes are as wide as a football pool. Ears like bombs and teeth like splinters. A blitz of a boy is Timothy Winters. His belly is white, his neck is dark, his hair is an exclamation mark. His clothes are enough to scare a crow, and through his breeches the blue winds blow. When teacher speaks he won't hear a word, and he shoots down dead the arithmetic bird. Licks the patterns from off his plate, and he's not even heard of the welfare state. Timothy Winters has bloody feet, and he lives in a house on Suez Street. Sleeps in a sack on the kitchen floor, and they say there aren't boys like him anymore. Old man Winters likes his beer, and his missus ran off with a bombardier. Grandma sits in the grate with a gin, and Timothy's dosed with an aspirin. The welfare worker lies awake, but the law's as tricky as a 10-foot snake. So Timothy Winters drinks his cup and slowly goes on growing up. In morning prayers the headmaster helps four children less fortunate than ourselves, and the loudest response in the room is when Timothy Winters roars amen. So come one angel, come on ten, Timothy Winters says amen, 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 amen. Timothy Winters, Lord, amen.
Yes, like I said, thought-provoking material from the Three City Four. I've played tracks from that album for ages. It's a double album put onto one CD. Featured album, oh, quite a while ago now, but well worth dipping into every now and again, even though some of the songs are fairly dated, because it goes back to the mid-1960s. English folk. Going back considerably further than the 1960s for the next song. In fact, I'll play a few of them because they're pretty short. It's an album called Songs and Music of the Redcoats. The Redcoats, of course, being the British Army. But it's not of recent times. This album goes back to 17th century, I think, some of the songs. We'll hear three in a row, I think. The first one is the Marquess of Granby. I think some members of the Scots Guards will be playing this, not the entire band, just a few of them. I can't recall how old these particular tracks are. Anyway, the album covers from the 1642 right through to the Boer War. So we won't cover that much territory with these three. So the Marquess of Granby from the Scots Guards, or one or two of them. The Girl I Left Behind Me, Martin Wyndham Reid's going to sing that. And then the Druids, a group that trod the boards a long time ago, with How Stands the Glass Around. As I said, three tracks, Songs and Music of the Redcoats.
Thank you. I'm lonesome since across the hill and o'er the moor and valley, such grievous thoughts my heart do fill since parting with my Sally. I seek no more the fine or gay, for each does but remind me how swift the hours did pass away with the girl I left behind me. Oh, ne'er shall I forget the night the stars were bright above me and gently lent their silvery light when first she vowed to love me. But now I'm bound to Brighton camp, kind heaven, then pray guide me and send me safely back again to the girl I left behind me.
How stands the glass around? For shame ye take no care, me boys, how stands the glass around? Let mirth and wine abound, the trumpet sound, the colours they are flying, boys, to fight, kill or wound, may we still be found. Content with our heart, fair me boys, on the cold, cold ground. Why, soldiers, why should we be melancholy, boys? Why, soldiers, why, whose business 'tis to die? What sighing by? Damn fear, drink on me, Charlie boys, 'tis he, you or I. Cold, hot, wet or dry, we're always bound to fall, our boys, and scorn to fly. Oh, 'tis but in vain, I mean not to upbraid you, boys. Oh, 'tis but in vain for soldiers to complain, should next campaign send us to him who made us, boys, we're free from pain. But should we remain, our fatherland, kind landlady, cures all again.
There we heard three tracks from an album called Songs and Music of the Redcoats, 1642 to 1902, by various artists. We heard a few members of the Scott Band of the Scots Guards playing the Marquess of Granby. Then a very young-sounding Martin Wyndham Reid, young because the LP was recorded in about 1971, Martin Wyndham Reid singing The Girl I Left Behind Me. Then the Druids with How Stands the Glass Around. You're listening to Come All Ye, a comparatively new album, well, compared with that one anyway, released early in 2023, I believe, an album called Triad. Donal Lunny, Padraig Rinn and Sylvain Barou released this one. Donal Lunny playing bouzouki and guitar and a bit of percussion, Padraig Rinn playing concertina and Sylvain Barou playing fiddle and pipes, flutes and whistles. This track is The Rolling Wave and Derrymore. fine sound from good musicians there. That's Donald Lunny playing bouzouki, Patrick Rinn, concertina, and Sylvain Baru on pipes with The Rolling Wave and Derry Moore. Another instrumental now, this time from, I think Sylvain Baru comes from Brittany. One of the next performers comes from Brittany as well, J.B. Samson. He plays fiddle. He's a Breton. And with him on this album is a Swiss concertina player named Charles Monod, or Charles Monod. The album is called Ogavina, which doesn't sound very Breton or Swiss, probably because they were living in Clare, in fact, living in Doolin in West Clare, when they recorded this album called Ogavina. Very much that style of music. So see if you can tell the difference from the previous track. This is The Hills of Coor and Miss Galvin's from J.B. Samson and Charles Monod from the album Ogavina. Very different sound, isn't it, to the previous one? That's from J.B. Samson and Charles Monod, the album Ogavina, recorded in Clare, where they were living at the time. The album was recorded, although they're from Brittany and Switzerland, respectively. Now, time to introduce you to the featured album, and as hinted earlier in the program, it comes to us from a Scottish singer, Gaelic language advocate Joy Dunlop. This is her third album. It's called Coor, C-A-O-I-R, Coor, which means flaming or fiercely burning. Yeah, that's it, flaming. The blurb that's provided with the album says, imagery which comes across in the album's undeniably vibrant and warming sound, pure enthralling vocals. Yes, okay, good. Anyway, Joy Dunlop grew up in Argyll, in Scotland. She was taken with contemporary folk acts at the time, Peat Bog Fairies and Sean and Elephant Sessions, groups like that that you don't hear very often on this program, and some Gaelic singers like Julie Fowlis and Arthur Cormack. On the album, apart from her, Ron Jappy plays guitar. We'll hear Ron Jappy in a program in the next few weeks in a probably featured album. Murray Marwick playing fiddle, Gus Stirrett playing bass, and a couple of others drifting in and out. And she has a good approach to the music, I think. We'll hear a couple of jigs, first of all. Push the Burl, mouth music, which, as you would probably know from listening to folk programs on this station, mouth music was sung for dancing in the absence of instruments because those naughty British had told the Scots, stop playing your traditional music on those instruments. So they used to sing it instead. Words were generally chosen for their rhythm and sound rather than their meaning. It doesn't mean they're nonsense songs. In fact, many contain secret messages or double entendre. Let's see what you make of this one.
Yenige Kirche, Rache, Wahn, Feige, Fehler, Yenige Karste, Yenige Kirche, Yenige Schiene, Feige.
So two examples there of mouth music, Pour de Beul. First one translates as the auburn-haired daughter. The auburn-haired daughter of Red Donald the Piper would go to a ball if she could find a fiddler. The auburn-haired daughter of Red Donald the Piper would be quiet if she could get a dram. So you see, they're not really deep and meaningful. The second song, I'd Send My Servant to Drive the Sheep. They also didn't really have titles, but anyway, the first line gives a bit of an indication. I'd send my servant to drive the sheep. And then that's repeated a few times. So I'd send my servant to drive the sheep, da 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 da. I'd send my love to drive the cattle. You're a shepherd of goats, a shepherd of sheep. You're a shepherd of goats, a shepherd of sheep, etc. You're a shepherd of calves, a shepherd of cattle. See, this is terribly deep. Coir, C-A-O-I-R, title of the album. Fiercely Burning, or Flame. Joy Dunlop provided it, and I hope you're going to enjoy the tracks we share. From it, from Pour de Beul, we'll go to a shanty. This is the Bay of Mexico, from an English singing family, not the Coppers, not the Copper family, but this is the Wilson family, from the unambiguously titled The Wilson Family Album.
Round the Bay of Mexico, way up Susiana, Mexico is the place that I belong in. Round the Bay of Mexico, all around the Bay of Mexico, way up Susiana, Mexico is the place that I belong in. Round the Bay of Mexico,
when I was young and in me prime,
way up Susiana, pretty girls came around in nine. Round the Bay of Mexico, all around the Bay of Mexico, way up Susiana, Mexico is the place that I belong in. Round the Bay of Mexico,
them Nassau girls don't wear no comb.
Way up Susiana, comb their hair with a kipper back and bone. Round the Bay of Mexico, all around the Bay of Mexico. Way up Susiana, Mexico is the place that I belong in. Round the Bay of Mexico,
but now I'm old and going grey.
Way up Susiana, pretty girls walk the other way. Round the Bay of Mexico, all around the Bay of Mexico. Way up Susiana, Mexico is the place that I belong in. Round the Bay of Mexico,
yeah,
Mexico is the place that I belong in. Round the Bay of Mexico.
One evening for pleasure I rambled on the banks of some cold purling stream. Attire and green was
A dream, there's a clue. That's an Aisling, or at least a song in the form of an Aisling. A dream. That's Ireland's Greenshaw, sung by Ann McGeaney with the group Gwitcha. Recent album called Inspired by Chance. That group met at the Limerick Irish World Academy of Music, that is. And that song, not a new song. Interesting delivery. She has a very distinctive voice, does that singer. The narrator sees a vision of Ireland as a beautiful woman, Ireland's green shore. Before that, the Wilson family with a shanty, Bay of Mexico, good harmonies. You're listening to Come All Ye. That's a duo called Open Road with a song composed by Townes Van Zandt, probably one of his most copied song, or most recorded songs, Loretta, about an ideal lover, or yearning for an ideal lover, too good to be true. Another one now from the featured album. This is Joy Dunlop. A song called The Braes, B-R-A-E-S. Cape Breton, she writes, is an island very close to my heart after spending a wonderful 6 months living and working in the small village of Mabo. The song was written, this song was written at the beginning of the 20th century by Malcolm Gillis, praising his home of Margaree in Inverness County, Cape Breton Island. I first heard it performed by the wonderful Canadian singer Mary Jane Lamont, and have been singing it ever since. I can confirm that it's just as beautiful as the song describes. So, The Braes. Featured album today is called Coir, C-A-O-I-R. Comes to us from the Scottish singer and, would you believe, the weather presenter on BBC Scotland, Joy Dunlop.
Na kriegs na glim befeuche lein sit kriegs glin je freie man trich du a schin riman ram bin so kommen grin je pia Green some bjarnum heen vitavach na breine hein je misken dan saun am feit je fein ne galik ne kriegs ne glin bevoi je lein seet kriegs glin je freie man trichke wa schien riman ren bein sa chommen grin je bjarlein do vroachen goram sam feit Spreed och wach en regen naar, maar wach er hans en zerves trouwen, reike bouwen en naast vian. Na kriegs, na glim, bevoeg je lijn, zit kriegs, glim je vrije, man kriegs van schien, riman en been, zo kommen, glim je fjern.
Carlos Núñez is a very fine, if showy, Galician piper. He also plays tin whistle. That's what he played on that track. Kepa Jonquera plays the tricky tisha, the diatonic accordion from the Basque country. And that's what he played on that track. However, there were a bunch of other people playing other things. Pancho Alvarez played mandolin. He's a good musician. But they did a bit of work there on a tune that comes out of the 19th century. It's called Dancing with Rosinha. The sleeve notes say, this lively tune is one of the many polkas that spread worldwide from Central Europe in the 19th century. They caused a great scandal in Galicia since couples danced far too close. Carlos Núñez, not a frequent visitor to these airwaves, at least on this program, but there he was on an album called Brotherhood of Stars with another fine, if showy, musician, Kepa Junquera, and a bunch of others. Another female Gaelic singer this time, not a Gaelic singer, this is a Gaelic singer, this is Lasarina Ní Chonaila. She comes from Inishere, out in the west, in fact off the west coast, and a song called Inishere in Inishere, Inishere on Inishere, translates as.
Oh,
La Serena, ni Hanila, generally just known as La Serena, and an album she recorded 2002, so 20 years ago. Goodness me, she was a wee thing then. She actually sent me a Christmas card one year. Nice person. If you've seen The Banshees of Inisherin, do you remember the bar scene? Well, La Serena was actually in that. Briefly, very briefly. That was a fair way on from 2002 when this album was recorded. Nice music. La Serena ni Hanila. And before that, oh yes, I told you about Carlos Nunez. Next track comes from another island. La Serena lives on an island, or lived on an island. Maybe she's still there. The next one comes from the island of Orkney, the main island of Orkney. It's the Wrigley Sisters. They came from Kirkwall, but they did tour out here at least once. And here they are with a track called Halloween Flit. Short and snappy little tune, that one, Halloween Flit, from the Wrigley Sisters. Jennifer Wrigley composed that one. I'm going to play two tracks featuring a chap by the name of Scott Wise. He and his wife Louisa perform as a duo in Western Australia. He's an instrument maker, fine guitarist, and luthier. We'll hear a song called Fiddlewood. You'll get the idea of what it's about. Then he changes hats completely and becomes a sort of blues singer with a song called Can't Be Satisfied, playing in the band 10 Cent Shooters. Scott Wise and Louisa Wise, first of all, then the 10 Cent Shooters. Can't Be Satisfied, a Big Bill Brunsey song performed there by the West Australian band 10 Cent Shooters, featuring Scott Wise, well-known luthier from that part of the world. And the previous track featured Scott and wife Louisa, the song that Louisa wrote called Fiddlewood. Next track comes from Flanders, a bit of Belgium where they speak Dutch. Brussels is actually in it, but Brussels is kind of its own thing. It's not doesn't really consider itself part of Flanders. This duo called Seeger, the brothers Hartwin and Ward Doer, D-H-O-O-R-E, they're from that part of the world. And here's a traditional tune called Meivals.
Thank you.
brothers Hartwin and Ward Doer from Belgium, playing Me Waltz, traditional tune. Hartwin Doer plays the diatonic accordion. Didn't sound anything like Kepa Hunkera's diatonic accordion, did it? And Ward Doer on the album plays mandola, guitar, piano, harmonium and soundscapes. Soundscapes. As a duo, they refer to themselves as Seeger, S-I-G-E-R, and the album that this comes from was released in 2022, I think, called Roadland, R-O-D-E-L-A-N-D, which refers to a part of Flanders, I think where they grew up, east of Flanders. You're listening to Come All Ye with Bruce Cameron. If you want to listen to the program again, you can do that. Usually within a few days, there's a listen-on-demand copy of the program available. You can get to it either through the website of the program, comeallye.com, or the 2MCE website, 2MCE.org. Either way, knock yourself out. Here's another one from Joy Dunlop and the featured album called Coeur. We've had a little bit of mouth music already on the program. Well, here's some more.
Poking fat of me, he can fat of me, who can fat of me, cut of me, darn. Poking fat of me, he can fat of me, scuttle, one, we can have yawn. Poking fat of me, he can fat of me, who can fat of me, cut of me, darn. Poking fat of me, he can fat of me, scuttle, one, we can have yawn.
I'm not afraid to die.
I think she did that all in one breath. Very good. Mouth music from the featured album, Coor, by Joy Dunlop. Just a bit of a collection there. One, two, three, four different pieces of music, two of which feature cattle. Some of the cattle came out of it better than others. Some bits of it to do with the market, and the first one started, Ho, I killed, hey, I killed, ho, I killed a bull with a blow. It all went downhill for the cows after that. Here's a comment on Northern Irish politics from Colm Sands, who does things in a very gentle way. He recorded this probably 10 years ago, so things may have changed a little bit. The song is called Two Angry Dogs. And he writes, in early 2013, I was asked to write an article for the German newspaper Die Zeit about the protests over the flying of flags in Belfast. Because Colm Sands comes from Ross Trevor, I think, on the border, north and south. In the course of writing that article, I recalled a story from Hilltown in County Down, where two dogs spent many years growling and snarling across the street at each other. This song emerged and was published within that article. I have a feeling that it describes a town that many of us inhabit, either in body or in mind.
Two angry dogs live in our town. Across the street, they snarl and frown. For many years, it has been so. Their masters taught them all they know. Their masters taught them all they know. Three churches here all say amen. There's one for us and two for them. Cathedral sky and mountain wall for those who never go at all. For those who never go at all. On every church there is a tower with four-faced clocks to tell the hour. And so we live beneath their chimes, 12 different versions of our times. 12 different versions of our times. 5 clocks are fast, 6 clocks are slow. The 12th one, it just doesn't go. At 9:10, it died one night. Yet twice each day, that clock is right. Twice each day, that clock is right. As far as I can tell, most people here get on quite well. They stop to talk, exchange their sins. They dream their dreams, take out their bins. They dream their dreams, take out their bins. Two angry dogs live in our town. Across the street, they snarl and frown. In their own time, they'll get along. I live in hope and sing this song. I live in hope and sing this song. Thank you.
lay down your weary chin, lay down. Lay down the song you strum, and rest yourself neath the strength of strings. No voice can hold a hum, struck by the sounds before the sun. I knew the night had gone. The morning breeze like a bugle blew against the drums of dawn. Lay down your weary tune, lay down the song you strum, and rest yourself neath the strength. No voice can hope to harm. The ocean wild like an organ played, the seaweeds wove its strands, and the crashing against the rocks and sands. I stood and wound beneath the sky, and clouds unbound by laws, and the crying rain like a trumpet sang, and as for no applause, lay down. Down the song you strum, and rest yourself neath the strength of strings. No voice can hold a hum. The lost of fell from the trees and clung to a new love's breast. The branches bare like a banjo played to the winds that listened best. I gazed down in the river's mirror and watched its winding strum. The water smooth ran like a hymn, and like a harp did hum. Lay down your weary tune, lay down the song you strum, and rest yourself the strength of strings. No voice can hold to harm.
Yes, very sweet. That's Ruth Hazelton and Kate Burke, very familiar voices on this program, with a Bob Dylan song, one of his best in my view, Lay Down Your Weary Tune, as Bob Dylan was sort of entering his mystical stage. Wrote that. You're listening to Come All Ye on your community FM station in the central west of New South Wales, 2MCE. Bruce Cameron's my name. Next on Come All Ye, Bill Staines, who's a very fine singer-songwriter, he contributed a lot of great songs over the years. Here's one of his, sung by him. It's called The Boats They Come and The Boats They Go. And he writes, "Sometimes the sight of sails on the ocean, colourful and full of wind, can take you anywhere you want to go."
They come and the boats they go. Their bright sails are flashing for Mexico. We'll wonder if someday they'll ever know. As they sail on the deep blue sea, as they sail on the deep blue sea. He used to sit on the cliffs as the sun went down, waving his arms like some colorful clown, calling to the seabirds flying down over the deep blue sea. Sang, "The boats they come and the boats they go. The bright sails are flashing for Mexico. I wonder if someday they'll ever know. As they sail on the deep blue sea, as they sail on the deep blue sea." Some thought he was crazy cause he said he could fly. Some thought he was dangerous from the look in his eyes. To most he's just a character constantly high, singing by the deep blue sea. He sang, "The boats they come and the boats they go. The bright sails are flashing for Mexico. I wonder if someday they'll ever know. As they sail on the deep blue sea, as they sail on the deep blue sea." Gone, his house torn down, his white beard's never seen around. The children still recall the sound of music by the sea. And they sing, "The boats they come and the boats they go. Their bright sails are flashing for Mexico. I wonder if someday they'll ever know. As they sail on the deep blue sea, as they sail on the deep blue sea." Some thought he was crazy cause he said he could fly. He just leaned into life as it went on by. And like a sail on the window, it carried him high over the deep blue sea. He sang, "The boats they come and the boats they go. The bright sails are flashing for Mexico. I wonder if someday they'll ever know. As they sail on the deep blue sea. Yes, I wonder if someday they'll ever know. As they sail on the deep blue sea. Yes, I wonder if someday we'll ever know. As we sail on the deep blue sea."
were some fierce reels there. We heard Follow Me Down and The Game of Love from Jackie Daly and Seamus Cray. Self-titled album of theirs. Now, people have been stopping me in the street lately and saying, Bruce, why don't you ever play any songs about one-eyed giantesses on your program? Well, I thought about that and I figured, yeah, fair enough, maybe I should play one. And sure enough, on the featured album, which is called C-A-O-I-R, pronounced Coor, by Joy Dunlop, today there actually is a song about a one-eyed giantess. Sadly, it relates to her death. The song is called Bas na Chalaka Bear, or The Death of the Chalaka Bear. She was a one-eyed giantess who lived on the island of Arid in Mull, the west of Scotland. Every 100 years, she had to go to Loch Bar to bathe and be rejuvenated. She also had to take her three cows to drink at a certain mainland well, which had a lid on it that had to be replaced before sunset, or the well would overflow and flood the world. One time she fell asleep, but she woke up in time and managed to replace the lid, although the well had overflowed a little and had formed Loch Awe. When she went to bathe in Loch Bar, she had to reach the loch without hearing a dog bark. One time she passed a shepherd, and although he knew the consequences, he could not prevent his dog from barking. The shepherd ran to help the Chalaka Bear, but she died. And as she died, she sang a song of which the contributor only knows one verse. And he sings this verse. The lyrics are traditional and transcribed from the singing of Captain Dugald McCormick of Finport in Mull. And this new melody and subsequent verses are original and composed by Alasdair McIlbane of Salen in Mull. See, so it's all true, folks. From Joy Dunlop, The Death of the Chalaka Bear.
Yeah.
There you go. There's your song about the one-eyed giantess, Death of the Culcha Bear. And that's about all from the featured album today. I've got time for another couple of tracks from elsewhere, but that's Joy Dunlop's lot for this program. C-A-O-I-R, pronounced Coor, is the name of the album. It was released March 2023, and well worth a listen. This next one is a song written by Graham Miles, who wrote a lot of great songs in England. This song is called Jack Ironside and comes to us from an album by The Young'uns, a terrific three-piece a cappella group. Well, mostly a cappella. They do have some instruments. An album called Never Forget. They say they first heard this song from their good friend Kevin Hall. It's an epic account of the birth of Ironopolis, which was the nickname for Middlesbrough, which exploded into life following the discovery of ironstone in the Cleveland Hills in 1850. They've added a verse at the end to bring the story up to date. This is The Young'uns with Jack Ironside.
I goes by the name Jack Ironside. I comes up the river on the morning tide. I comes up the river on the morning tide, looking for a place where I can bide.
I'll find myself a job to do.
There's iron ore in them hills to you,
and I will smelt it down for you. That's what I'll do. Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside. So I got me a shovel, a spade and a pick, and into the hills I began to dig. I dug right through till the afternoon, and a million tons of ore I'd hewn.
I brought that lot down from your hills.
I built your furnaces and your kilns,
your foundries and your rolling mills. That's what I did. Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside.
I then took stones and I built your towns. Put down roads, laid your railways down.
Built bridges from your homemade steel, and power stations to turn the wheel.
I called up Welshmen, called down Scots,
to man your shipyards and your docks.
And I shouted from the chimney tops, I've done it all. Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside.
I then poured your oil into big steel tanks, brought giant ships to your river banks.
The holds were empty, the holds were filled with chemicals, timber, iron and steel.
Shrieking sirens, clanking chains,
the whistles from a thousand trains,
the workmen shout from towering cranes. They call my name, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside.
I then got stuck into your chemical works, built giant plants from nought but dirt.
And as the twilight began to fall, I took a rest and I looked at it all.
Generators hum and turbines mourn,
engines creak and mortars groan,
all night and day they seem to drone. Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside. Now your work's long done, Jack Ironside, and all your tools they cast aside. Why did you go? Why did you hide? When you sailed away on the evening tide, you wonder now what's left for you, standing in that long dull queue, dreaming of the world you knew. What will you do? Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside, Jack Ironside.
The Young'uns with a song by Graham Miles. Thank you for your company today, as always. Pleased to have you along. We'll go out with a little bit of music. I'll play more from this album, I think, in the next week or so. This tune's called The Three-Legged Rant, written by Johnny Dyer. It's him playing guitar with his partner, Vicky Swan. We'll do it all again soon. Have a good time in the next intervening days or weeks till we meet again. I'm Bruce Cameron. You've been listening to Come Audie on 2MCE. Bye now. Been listening to Come Audie, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.